USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are in Kentucky to assess damages from deadly flooding in the eastern part of the Commonwealth. They'll meet with some of the families that are affected. The President will also get a briefing on the cleanup and recovery efforts from local, state, and FEMA officials. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is no fan of the name of the bill and also says the bill will increase taxes during a period of inflation and recession.
This is a terrible bill. Look, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the most Orwellian name I think I've seen in the United States Senate in the 12 years that I've been here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democrats claim the bill will create jobs and lower energy costs. Leading up to the vote, some corporate tax measures were relaxed. The July inflation numbers are set to be released on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The mayor of New York is crying foul over one governor's actions. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday after more buses of illegal immigrants arrived in the Big Apple. Adams gave a news conference Sunday morning at the Port Authority where he accused the governor of using innocent people as political pawns.
This is horrific when you think about what the governor is doing, the governor of Texas, after months of traveling across the border, placing on the bus with no direction to come here to New York.
The national average for the price of regular gas continues to inch closer to $4 a gallon. AAA reporting Monday's national average is $4.05 a gallon. That's a drop of 16 cents from last Monday. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
According to the most recent Rasmussen poll, President Biden's job approval sits at 45%. That same poll shows Republicans with a 3% edge heading into the 2020 midterm elections when it comes to a generic Republican ballot versus Democrats. As far as how Americans are feeling about jobs, the economy, and just overall, Frank Luntz is a pollster.
Well, the public is even angrier today than they were 3 or 4 months ago, more divided, more hostile towards Washington, and that's never good for any incumbent. But what has not gone away is, and we call it inflation, that's an economic term, it's affordability. Can I afford that extra package of meat? Can I afford to fill up my car? And our polling shows that 1 out of 5 Americans, literally, when they reach the cash register, have to return food because they can't afford the total bill. 1 out of 2 can't fill up their gas tank. That issue of affordability, prices, costs, is the number one issue. And it's not necessarily good for Republicans, but it is bad for Democrats right now.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in South Africa Monday for discussions on a new strategy for the region. Some Toys R Us stores are coming back just in time for the holiday shopping season. The store reopening inside Macy's locations in at least 9 states, with all locations set to open by mid-October. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.